Fading heart. Raindrops on the hood of the Eldorado. Her acrylics clicking on the headlight. Her bubblegum popping, her head slightly angled down and to the right. And her angel pendant dangling like a lynched bird. Space for a last prayer, pained like a pinched nerve, awaiting a last word. Posture reading last straw. Tempered stance of her partner is palpable, even out of the frame. And without her naming his crime, he must be prostrate like a last prayer, awaiting a last word. Posture reading fuck. Whiteboard, multicolored lines in dry erase, roughly angled down and to the right. This is right before the leap through the open window, but in the moment it's all smiles and perfectly crowned teeth. Perfectly crowned teeth. Someone looking secretary, no offense, but that's the air she gives off with a pleated skirt and neatly tucked in blouse. Holds a phone as if it were a scarier event that these executives who read her work don't even know about. And frozen in this pantomime, a moment where it happened, time would split off with a fix to make its mighty mountains cry. The curled lip and terror eyes, a giveaway of what she hides. The backside of the picture dated 1920. All of these photos tucked neatly in a box and hidden in a sock drawer underneath the bed. Memories are gobos making shadows on the locked present that has been fixed, so it's best to leave them dead. Don't bother with it, live lobotomy. Split the bottle better, drink the god and leave the past behind for the fire. Don't nobody want these Polaroids. Don't bother with it, live the light aside. Split a spliff together, smoke the god and leave the past behind for the fire. Don't nobody want these Polaroids.